السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. This is a verse of the Quran Sharif which we have heard many times, and by way of dua we are encouraged to read La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. When we are making dua, then we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by virtue of this verse, to remove our difficulties, our problems, forgive our sins, etc. Now, I have discussed this many times, but for the benefit of those who haven't heard, that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he left his people after having warned them considerably that Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. If you don't believe, if you don't obey, and if you're going to go on rejecting, then Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. But they refused to listen, they refused to obey. So Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam saw the signs of the azab of Allah Ta'ala coming, so he left. But this was one nation that after that started making so much of tawbah and istighfar and pleading to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then forgave them and removed that azab. But Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, it was an error of judgment that he left a little soon. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had him put into the ocean, and there he was swallowed up by the whale, by a very huge fish. Now the gist of all that is that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was then in three darknesses. The darkness of the night, the darkness of the stomach of the whale, and the darkness of the ocean. Nothing around him except darkness. But what did he do in that darkness? In the darkness he called out to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In all his pain, in his sorrow, in his grief, in his gham, in his hum, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he called out to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The bottom of the ocean is calling out to Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. La ilaha illa anta. This is none worthy of worship. There is no one that is worthy of worship except Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He says, oh Allah, besides you, there is no one that I will bow my head down before, that I will extend my hands and beg before. Ya Allah, there is no one besides you towards whom I am going to turn. There is no one besides you to whom I submit myself. There is no creator of the universe besides you. You are the Khaliq, you are the Razzaq, you are everything. You are the one who listens to the pleas of those who are in distress. You are the one who is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. Even though I may be right at the bottom of the ocean, although I may be in the darkness of the stomach of the whale, although I may be in the darkness of the night, all around me there is nothing but darkness, but oh Allah, who is it that listens even in darkness? Who is it that listens to the pain and to the suffering and to the problems and to the difficulties of a person, irrespective of which way he is, except you, oh Allah? So he turns towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. La ilaha illa anta. Tere siwa kaun hai? Glorifies Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, praises Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Subhanak, there is no deficiency, there is no weakness in you, there is no defect in you, there is no shortcoming in you. Oh Allah, you are pure and clear and clean from any kind of defect or weakness. So what does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala do? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we removed his distress. We listened to his call and we removed his distress, his pain, his grief, his sorrow, whatever difficulty he was in. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, we removed his difficulty. Allah Ta'ala had him put onto the shore, and then it's a long story. But the fact is that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's call to Allah Ta'ala in the darkness, Allah Ta'ala removed all his pain, his sorrow, his grief, his distress. But then immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is how we will go on removing the difficulties, the distress, the pain, the grief, the sorrow of the believers. Allah Ta'ala says, this will go on now. His was removed as he called. And those who are believers, until the day of Qiyamah now, they must follow this pattern, they must follow this teaching, or they must follow this example of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, that in all the different kinds of darknesses, he called upon Allah Ta'ala and he removed his distress. So irrespective of how much of darkness is around us, no matter what kind of darkness is around us, we are complaining of different kinds of darkness. And especially those who have got some kind of basirat, those who have got some kind of ta'alluq and connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not talking about those people who have become used to darknesses and they are quite happy and comfortable in darkness. There are many places where there's no lights. They use little candles and they're quite comfortable with those candles. And some places they walk in the darkness. Go to India, go to Pakistan, in the villages at night they travel in darkness. They know exactly which route to take. There is a little bit of light, but I'm talking about generally it's dark in comparison with our lights. So those who have become comfortable with darkness, we're not talking about them. That those who are quite comfortable with the rave clubs and with the discos and with the cinemas and with the adultery and fornication and prostitution and abortion and homosexuality and all kinds of sin and filth and darkness that is around us, and the taking of interest and giving of interest and gambling and all kinds of darkness. Drugs, drinks, wine, women, and all other evil. Those who are comfortable with that, they find themselves very, very comfortable. They find no restlessness. In fact, they find restlessness when they are in light. We have the bat. The bat is quite comfortable with darkness. It doesn't like light. So if these people are like that, they're quite comfortable with that, then we are not talking about them. But those people who have got a little bit also connection with Allah Ta'ala, who has got some connection with the namaz, some connection with salat, with zakat, with hajj, with Quran Sharif, with tilawat, with zikr, with ibadat, some connection with the Quran and sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then those people will experience a kind of zulmat and darkness. Around us we can sense that there is some kind of darkness in the atmosphere. The music and all the pictures that are floating in the air, because the television is picking it up from where it's picking it up. It's coming through the air, through the atmosphere, through the environment. So with that environment, they find themselves very, very uncomfortable. They find a kind of darkness. They find a kind of problem. Or they've got other kind of grief and sorrow and problems. So what must they do? They must do the same thing that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam did. That plead to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and ask Him for release from these darknesses. We must not be overwhelmed and overpowered by the effects of that darkness. And neither must we make ourselves comfortable in that darkness. What we must say that, Ya Allah, we are uncomfortable, we are restless, we do not like this darkness. We want You to remove this darkness. We want You to assist and help us. Bring light into our hearts. The environment is going to always attract us towards evil. Everywhere there's nothing but attraction towards evil. The cinemas, the theaters, the newspapers, the magazines, the television, the radio, what does it invite us today? Towards nothing but those evil places. So that is going to carry on. But once again, that beautiful saying of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, Zamana hum ko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana hum ko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. Then what is this complaint that the environment is causing us to change? That we have to move with the trends. We have to support everything that is evil, unjust, unfair. Everything that is haram. The environment, all the time we are complaining of the environment. So So the environment must not be able to change us. Wherever the companions of the Prophet ﷺ went, and they went to the worst of all environments, they went to Europe. What was the environment of Europe at that time? They went to Persia at that time. The big, big empires that they conquered, what was the environment? They came to Africa, in Egypt, in all these places. Where was the Islam at that time? The companions of the Prophet ﷺ came to Africa. Wherever they came, they changed the environment. The dressing of the companions was adopted by the people of that land. The religion of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ was adopted by the people of the land. The culture of the Prophet ﷺ's companions were adopted by the people of the land. So much so that they even changed the language. Even changed the language. Why? Because the companions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, they went there with their character. They went there strong with their iman. They invited them towards Allah and His Rasul ﷺ. So the people around them changed. And Allah Ta'ala then removed their difficulties, their problems, their hardships. Originally, they too went through so much of torture and so much of hardships and so much of problems and so much of difficulties. But then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala removed all those tortures and those difficulties and that gham and that grief and that sorrow when they said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. There's so much of virtues of the recitation of this, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. That I am the one who has done injustice upon myself. I am of those who have done injustice upon themselves. Because whenever a person commits sins, he does injustice upon himself first. He's not doing injustice upon somebody else first. First injustice is upon himself. So all of us are complaining in these days of different kinds of problems, grief, sorrow. So make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. Nobody says that you must not make use of the means. But we forget that one of the major means, or one of the greatest means that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, is turning towards Allah Ta'ala Himself. That is also a means which we forget. We will say, make use of this mean, that mean, that mean, go to this lobby, go to that lobby, and go to this government, and go to that government. All those things, by way of means, you must adopt. And anything else that is within the parameters of Sharia. But it must all go hand in hand with turning towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala says, this is how we will go on giving najat to the people who are believers. We will go on giving them najat. I mean, whoever, in whichever time and whichever climb he comes, he does not have to go into the stomach of the whale to make this dua. Doesn't mean that when you are in darkness, now first look for one big whale, get into the stomach of that whale and then go and say, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Wherever we are in those kinds of darknesses. It is as if we are in the stomach of that whale and there's so much of darkness all around. So now turn towards Allah Ta'ala, shun all things that are evil, haram, forbidden, and get down to making dua to Allah Ta'ala in this Mubarak month. There are lots of things that we are not going to be able to achieve, no matter how much we talk, but we are not going to be able to achieve. So those things, just postpone them for a little while until after Ramadan. But in this Ramadan, at least what we can do, let us do. We cannot change the whole world situation in this month of Ramadan. Can we change it? We cannot even change the state of one small country around the world. Or one small community we can't change. So all that has to continue, that effort must continue, we must go on making the effort that is required. But let us not feel complacent and comfortable that we have made the effort because we are concerned about the world. The concern of the world is the concern of every Muslim individual, he must be concerned. But at present in Ramadan, let us not waste our time in idle chat, idle talk, vanity. Useless engagement. That is exactly what Allah Ta'ala says in that ayat also which you heard last night. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They turn away, they shun that which is idle, which is useless, which has no benefit for the Muslim in this world or in the hereafter. talking cheerfully to one's wife or doing some exercise or doing anything that is useful and beneficial for this world or the hereafter. There's nothing wrong with that. Even in the month of Ramadan, the businesses must carry on. If every Muslim businessman has to say that month of Ramadan, I'm going to close my business, or every businessman has to do that, every butcher shop has to close, every dairy has to close, then what's going to happen to everybody that wants to make iftar and sari? So all that must carry on, but to the extent that it is necessary. Otherwise, shun all idle talk, chit-chat, which is useless, which has no benefit at all. And especially the watching of television programs, sporting activities and these type of things on the television, hours and hours and hours on end. Now what benefit will that have? If a person sits for the whole day on the television just watching sport, what benefit did it have? How did it help him physically? Did it help him anyway? In fact, it will make him go mad. It affects the brains, it affects the person in so many different ways, affects his eyesight, affects his spiritual self too and his physical self too. So let us take a lesson from Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, that no matter how much of darkness around us, but if we are going to turn towards the giver of light, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then He will remove that darkness. But we must be determined that we want light. If we don't want light and we're comfortable with darkness, then of course the light will never come. May Allah ta'ala give me that light also, and give you also and the entire ummah. May Allah ta'ala give us that basirat. May Allah ta'ala light up our hearts with the noor of hidayat. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the grief, the problem, the suffering that the ummah is going through. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to turn towards Him with repentance and seek from His unlimited treasures. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, मुझको फकत तुझ से हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं, हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं, सरशार रहूं, होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का, तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं, अब तो रहे बस तादमे आखिर विरदे जुबां ऐ मेरे इला, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाहु, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाहु, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, tere siwa ma'bude haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi, tere siwa ma'bude haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi, tere siwa maqsoode haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi, تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ، دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگین، دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگین، جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین، کون و مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین، کون و مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ، یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے، سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے، اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ illallah, la ilaha illallah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیح. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ. 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. هو مي رحيم الله هو مي كريم الله هو مي موست فورجيفينج الله هو مي موست لافينج الله هو مي موست كيرينج الله هو مي موست تولرنت الله هو مي موست كومباشنيت الله هو مي موست بيوتيفول الله. On this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, in this Mubarak hour of the morning, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we are extending our begging bowls before you. O Allah, we are seeking from you. O my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we have been engulfed by so many different kinds of darknesses. O my beloved Allah, who can remove all these darknesses besides you? Ya Allah, there is no one to remove the darkness besides you. O my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all kinds of calamities, difficulties, hardships, problems. O Allah, remove our pain, our suffering, our gham, our grief, our sorrow. O my beloved Allah, in the stomach of the wheel, O Allah, in three darknesses, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the stomach of the wheel. you heard the call of Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. You removed his distress, his pain, his suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, we too are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we too are engulfed by so many different kinds of pains and problems and darknesses. Oh my beloved Allah, remove all these difficulties and problems that the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, let the light of Hidayat enter into our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of Iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of Tilawat, with the noor of Zikr, with the noor of Ibadat. Light up our hearts, oh my beloved Allah, with Yaqeen in you, with Marifat, with the Muhabbat of yours and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Forgive our sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, our major sins and our minor sins, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Oh Allah, all treasures lie with you. Oh my beloved Allah, you blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Ya Allah, so much of your bounties you are showering upon us day and night. Ya Allah, we haven't been able to show any kind of gratitude. In fact, we used your bounties for your disobedience. But oh my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. This Mubarak month of Ramadan is melting away like a block of ice. This honored guest that you sent to us, oh Allah, we haven't been hospitable to this guest. We have wasted our time on useless and futile activities, vain talk, idle chit-chat. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of negligence we have shown in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the days which are gone, the minutes which are gone, the hours which are gone, we cannot bring back a single second from that. And whatever is left, we do not know whether we will be able to see the rest of Ramadan. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Give us the tawfiq to appreciate the remaining days of Ramadan. Ya Allah, bless us with the barakat and the rahmat and the mercy of this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, wherever they may be, give them cure. Those who are suffering hardships, difficulties, problems, trials, tribulations, remove their difficulties and trials. Oh my beloved Allah, everything is happening with your decisions. Ya Allah, make a decision of khair for the ummah. Don't look at our sins, oh my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, which flowed for the sake of this ummah. In Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he shed continuously for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of that blood mubarak, and with the barakat of those tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the problems of the ummah. In Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, Iraq, Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, Europe, America, Africa. Oh my beloved Allah, where is the ummah not suffering? Allah, unke tamam mushkilat ko dur farma. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of respect and dignity and honor. Remove the humiliation and the suffering of the ummah. Hey Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah from all those fitnas. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a prostitute quarters, adultery, fornication, gambling. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, all the good wishes and desires of everyone in the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially those who have raised their hands this part of the morning. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Fulfill all their good wishes. You are aware of the wishes and desires that are in the hearts of everyone. Ya Allah, whichever wish and desire is in accordance with the Sharia, Ya Allah, fulfill those wishes and desires. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.